I'm Kip Allen with KFUO Radio. With me, Pastor Matt Roush. Have I pronounced your name correctly, Pastor?
It's Matt Roush.
Roush.
Yes. Rhymes with Nike swoosh.
Okay. And and Pastor Roush, you are in Puerto Rico right now, and I know that you have a congregation there. Can you tell me what's been going on down there in the aftermath of this horrible, horrible hurricane?
Sure. So the island of Puerto Rico is basically shaped like a rectangle, the horizontally long way. If your listeners want to try and picture it, and the storm passed directly through the middle of the island, starting on the southeast corner up through the northwest corner. And it's done, basically, everyone's seen the pictures of on television, knocked out so many trees, houses, knocked down the entire power grid to the entire island, left most of the people without water, without cell phone service. Little by little, the stuff's starting to get back up. Thanks be to God, when I got to my house in Mayagüez on the western coast of the island, I actually had power back in my house, and the first morning that I was there, the water came back on. So my house suffered very little effects of the storm. But on the whole, people are really struggling to get the necessities from day to day, to get water, get food. Cell systems are down, and internet is down, and communications are down. The banking system is really, really slow, so people are having to opt for cash only. People who have cash are in a really good position. Those who are relying on credit cards and debit cards are really hurting because a lot of the businesses can't take them. So it's a really challenging time and a really crucial moment for us as a church to bear the love of Christ to the people on the island.
Well, what is your church like down there? Who are your congregation? We normally think of Puerto Rico as being a Catholic country, but of course you're LCMS. So,
sure. The congregation is a small congregation of about 20, 25 members. We gather each Sunday around God's Word and God's Sacrament. We have people who come from all over the western end of the island, and we also have a lot of people who have lived in the States, so we're a very bilingual congregation. But we worship in Spanish. We figure that that's the best way to reach to the people in our neighborhood, to make it accessible through language. We worship in Spanish, sing in Spanish, I preach in Spanish, we do Bible study in Spanish, and that we figure that's the best way to reach those who maybe haven't had the chance to gain English as a second language or don't have that familiarity.
Are they being receptive to the message of the LCMS?
I think so. I think that Puerto Rico is, if I be so bold to say it, it's I think it's true in a lot of Latin America where there's a heavy presence of the Catholic Church and a lot of other Protestant and denominations, and even those outside the pale of Christianity. There's very heavy emphasis on works and legalism and pleasing God through our own actions, our own works, our own behaviors and words. So the need for the pure gospel of Jesus Christ, that he's accomplished everything on our behalf, is just crucial because it's so missing in the culture. Most people don't even have a reference to what the term Lutheran means. Many of them literally think it has something to do with Martin Luther King Jr. So it's a real opportunity to just put us in the context of who we are within the rest of Christianity, within the spectrum of denominations that exist in the U.S. and around the world. And that means explaining what the gospel truly is, that it is truly the salvation purchased for us by Christ that is free without any contribution on our part.
Now, you got together with Ross Johnson in the aftermath of the hurricane and did some assessment work. What did you find out?
I found that we have incredibly generous, wonderful people who support LCMS disaster response. And as we went to people, we were able to start giving them some very basic necessities, some water. Batteries are incredibly needed right now, especially C&D batteries, which are a little harder to get, but which power fans and lanterns. Food is necessary, especially stuff with protein. We give out a lot of protein bars and cereal bars, canned tuna, canned meat, things like that, where people get a source of protein. Kind of easier to find canned vegetables or something that gives you those carbs and that part of your diet, but protein is hard to get. It's hard to make eggs and things like that to cook fresh meat. The stores aren't really carrying much of the fresh stuff because the unless they have a reliable source of power, they can't keep it fresh and cold. So it's a unique challenge for sure, But we've already begun working with Pastor Johnson and LCS Disaster Response to start to meet the needs of at least the people we know in our congregation and a lot of people that we didn't know. A lot of people think that us LCMS Lutherans are only concerned about helping our own, which could not be further from the truth. We strengthen our congregations so that our congregations can bear the love of God and God's hand of mercy to all the people we meet in our vocations, in our communities, wherever we are. And we've had a chance to start doing that this week, and we're eager to keep it going as soon as possible.
Well, that was one thing I was going to say. Amidst this horrible disaster, there is a wonderful opportunity here for actual, honest-to-goodness mission work.
Yeah, for sure. There definitely is. And I think that it's an opportunity to be the church that says, we're not concerned about you because we think you'll look good as one of our numbers. I mean, we all love congregations that get really big, and especially ones that have lots of money in the offering plate. But really, the church is about caring about people and giving them the gospel of Jesus Christ because we care about their well-being here on this earth and in the world to come as well. And so I think we as a church get to show our true colors right now, that we really do care about the bodily and spiritual well-being of a person. The task before us is to continue to do that with the right motives, with going forward with what God has given us, to love his people as Christ has loved us.
What about the distribution of the aid supplies? We're getting mixed news reports up here in the up in the upper 48, where we're hearing that supplies aren't coming in. Then we're hearing that they are coming in, but they're not being distributed properly. What is actually going on?
I think that whenever you hear stories like that, there's always at least a little bit of truth to that. I think what you have before you is an absolute logistical nightmare. Just in on the west end of the island, where there wasn't as much impact from the storm, as Pastor Johnson, myself, and Al Dalbnia from LCMS Communications were driving around, we encountered downed power lines in the road, trees that had been in the road had just been cut back with chainsaws. We encountered a lot of those kind of obstacles. So I'd be hard-pressed to say that it's not a lack of effort. It's just a logistical challenge that is incredibly hard to overcome. When Pastor Johnson and Al stayed in the local hotel, we saw FEMA officials all over the place. The hotel was filled with people in FEMA shirts and jackets and t-shirts. We passed a FEMA station in the city of Aguadilla where there was a line of people waiting for food. We got word that in the city of Rincon that the FEMA officials were there handing things out and taking down people's names to get them what they need on Saturday. So it's there. It's just, it's slow, and it's never going to happen as fast as we like, because that's the nature of disaster. It throws everything out of whack, and it requires patience. As I saw one member of the U.S. military put it, who was working, this was in a news article, I believe, on the Huffington Post. He said, the biggest resource we need right now is time. That's the hardest thing. And unfortunately, for a lot of people, time is precious. They need food. They need water. It's not like you can wait to get those things. You need them day to day. So prayers are necessary and gifts are necessary through LCMS Disaster Response so we can meet those needs as quickly as possible.
Well, that was going to be my next question. How can people get aid to you?
If you go through, well, I'm going to have to see if I can remember this now. I have a lot of things going through my head right now. If you go to the LCMS Disaster Response website or Facebook page, there are directions on there. I believe the website is lcms.org/disaster.
That's correct.
There's a link on there for supporting Puerto Rico work specifically, as well as continued efforts with Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma and all the other wonderful projects that LCMS Disaster Response has been involved with. We can look for it on Facebook as well. They have a Facebook page where you can see links. There's information on how to text in donations and many different ways to make that happen. And we certainly do appreciate it more than we can express and encourage the support of God's people throughout the church.
One lesson that we've learned in past disasters is that this is a long-term effort. You know, the church is there to stay, and the rebuilding is going to take months, even years. And this is an ongoing effort, and it'll go for a long time. So are we prepared down there for the long term?
I think the challenge of the long term is remembering that our days and our years, our lives are not ordered by ourselves, but by God's hand. Our goal is to keep the word there, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And along with that word comes concern for the bodily welfare of our neighbor. So as a church, I think that's our first concern, that we continue to ensure that the word is proclaimed, that God's gifts are given freely and without our compulsion placed upon people by us, rather showing that Christ has purchased salvation for us freely. If we continue to do that, then and rightly proclaim God's word and rightly divide law and gospel, then the natural fruit that flows from that is that we continue to love our neighbor and look out for their bodily needs.
So there's a spiritual lesson here and a spiritual task as well as a physical one.
Correct. Correct. We often think of a division of spirit and body, and yet God saves the whole thing through the work of his son, Jesus Christ. He saves us spiritually, and he saves us bodily. We believe in a resurrection, that on the last day, our Lord Jesus will return to raise the dead and bring us to a new heaven and a new earth to live with him forever. The body is part of the salvation that God has accomplished for us.
Well, Pastor, that's pretty much what I need. Is there something that you care to add, something that I haven't asked, or a message that you need to get out?
Yeah, thank you, Kip. I just want to continue to thank deeply the people of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and all those who are supporting LCMS Disaster Response. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your donations. Thank you for everything you are doing to help us bear the love of Christ to those in need.
Thank you, Pastor. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the work that you
pleasure.
Are doing down there, and it's incredible.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless, Kip. I appreciate your time.
God bless you.